I just wanted to call your attention just to a short account in Mark chapter 8. And I think it'll fit in with what we've heard tonight already, if you just would listen. If you're listening, the Lord speaks. Do you know that? And as Brother Stephan said, sometimes he speaks it over and over and over again, and you wonder why. Well, maybe it's because we're not listening as well as we should. God has something to say, and he expects us to listen. And here in chapter 8 of Mark, verse 22, it says, he came to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him. Mark 8, verse 22. Mark 8, 22. All right, and he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up, and said, I see men as trees walking. After that he put his hands again upon his eyes, and made him look up. And he was restored, and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town. And this is a rather interesting occurrence. When Jesus healed people, usually the healing was instantaneous and complete. And here, in this account, Jesus seems to touch him twice. Is that what we read? He made some kind of... he says he spit on his eyes, put his hands upon him, and asked him if he saw anything. And the man said, yes, I see something, but it's not clear. I see men as trees walking. And then what does Jesus do? Does Jesus say, okay, that's good? No, he touches him again. And then he sees as he ought to see. Now, there are different interpretations, I'm sure, of this passage, and yet I'd like to just keep it really simple, at least for me tonight, keep it simple, and just say this, as far as everyone here in this room and those that will be coming, just to keep this in mind, that although Jesus may have touched you in the past, he wants to touch you again. And although the blind man didn't say, you know, I need you to touch me again, he realized that he wasn't seeing as he ought to see. He said, I see men as trees. And then Jesus touches him. And I think that the important thing is that we see our need for him to touch us again. You might say, well, the Lord touched me back then, or touched me third period, or touched me years ago when I was at camp, or I got saved. The Lord touched me. But I don't believe that God's touch upon our lives is a once and only deal, so to speak. You know, he wants to touch you again because you need to be touched again. I need to be touched again. It's our pride, I think, that keeps us, and maybe even spiritual pride, that says, well, you know, I'm okay. Now, if this blind man, after he had seen, you know, just had this one touch and had seen the, said, no, Lord, don't touch me again. It's okay. I'll live with this the way it is. I'm okay. He would have missed out on a great blessing. I think sometimes God touches us. Chris, God touches you, right? He's touched you. He wants to touch you again. And that goes for all of us. Yes. We need to see our need. We need to see our need and say, Lord, touch me again. And I think he wanted the man to see that. I've touched you, but it's not complete. It's not all that I can do for you. And maybe Jesus would like to say that to you. I have more for you. I have a greater work I want to do in your life. You think you see, I want to make you see clearer. I want to make you see me better. I want to have a closer walk with you. I want to draw you closer to my side. I want to touch you again. And so I think we have to come with that, you know, to come to you with that. Lord, I need your touch. I'm not what I should be. I'm not all that you can make me. You know, I don't think we're all ever going to be all that God can make us until he promotes us. Until he takes you home. He wants to work in you. And he's doing a good work. And so we ought to say, Lord, touch me again. Touch me, Lord. And tonight, you know, we came in here and Brother Paul was playing the name of Jesus. That was one of the songs. And Jesus comes. As we worship, as we turn our attention, Jesus comes. Now, do you think that blind man was happy that he met Jesus that day? It says they brought him. It seems he had some friends. They bring a blind man to him. We have such a wonderful opportunity here at camp and to come into his presence. Another song that we sang tonight was, Jesus is passing this way. Now, what's my response to that? What do I do? Jesus is coming, Morgan. He wants to touch you and make you whole. So how do I respond to that? Well, I say, Lord, touch me. I want to see Jesus. What does Zacchaeus do? Jesus is coming. What's he do? Does he go back home? No, he climbs a tree and I have to see Jesus. And do you feel that way? When you come into a place, a meeting like this, what should be my attitude? Well, I want to meet with you. I want you to touch me. I need your touch. You know, it's been said that if we don't meet with Jesus, when we come together, we really wasn't any reason for us to come. I mean, I like seeing all of you, and it's nice, but I'm not here to meet you. It's nice to meet you. But I'm really here to meet Jesus. How about you? And I think if we would come with that attitude, and every time we come together, not it's just another meeting. Oh, I got to go. We got to go. And they want us there 15 minutes before time. Chris, how do you do that, right? But no, I'm going to meet Jesus. And he's going to touch me. He's going to touch us. And I'm going to be changed. Right? Then that's what the song said, right? That's what the Bible says. Not only the song. The Bible says that. Right? You meet Jesus, you're changed. You're not the same. And so I'm so thankful that we have this opportunity again to come. You know, he brings us together now. It's never going to be just like this again. I mean, you know, these 2 weeks or whatever time we're together. But we have a wonderful time to unite our faith. And say, Lord Jesus, touch us. Touch each one. Lord, you know our hearts. You know our need. You know all about us. Accomplish your desire in each of our lives. Amen. Amen. So let's exercise our faith. We don't see Jesus here, do we? I mean, he's, you know, it's not like you can see him with your natural eye. But he's here. And so when we get quiet and when we worship, close your eyes and enter in and let this prayer be upon your heart. Lord, touch me. All right, Jared? Lord, touch me. Do what you see I need. You do that, Lord. Not necessarily what I want, but what I need, what you see I need. So I'm very happy to be here with you, and I just want us to unite our hearts in faith, continue to pray for the children that will come, but just that Jesus would have his way. And so, Lord, we just thank you that we could be here at this time. Thank you that you've brought us together, that you have a desire over us. And I pray, Lord, that you would fulfill your will in each of our hearts, each of our lives. Touch us, Lord. Let's sing together that chorus, He Touched Me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Let's stand as we sing.
touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and now I know he touched me.
Dad, pray with us, please.
Lord, I pray that you will satisfy your heart with us by making us all that you want us to be. Lord, you have a purpose, a plan. There is a will of God over each one of our lives, and you alone can fulfill that plan, and we pray that you will carry it forward in these days. Strengthen that which you have wrought in us, that you may be glorified. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Yes, sir. You can dismiss us.
I guess the staff will remain, and we will vacate this place.